We are here in New York City, where a pair of jet airplanes have just crashed into two different skyscrapers. A man on the sidewalk is running towards me. Sir, what is happening?
Everything is catching, yes. Everything is catching on fire. Everything is catching on fire.
What do you think could possibly explain so much terrible airplane piloting?
They revamped the airport completely. Now it looks just like a nightclub.
And now, oh my goodness! The buildings seem to have exploded. Sir, can you describe what we just witnessed?
Words fail. Buildings tumble.
What kind of reaction are you seeing in the street? Is there mass panic?
Everyone's excited and confused.
I'm here in the White House press room with President George W. Bush. Sir, what do you say to claims that the towers fell due to controlled demolition?
People should get beat up for stating their beliefs.
But sir, have you even started to look at the evidence?
Don't let's start.
And what do you believe caused the terrorists to attack us?
You gotcha.
Mr. President?
You gotcha.
Mr. President? Mr. President, look out! Building number 7 seems to be collapsing too! Vice President Dick Cheney, can you tell us what is happening?
I was just talking and someone interrupted. Or was it a loud explosion?
Mr. Cheney, coming so soon after the loss of two major skyscrapers, the sudden collapse of a third is shocking news. Do you have any words of encouragement for the American people?
It ain't so bad as you made it.
Well, it's certainly very fortunate that nobody was in the building when it fell. But sir, building number 7 was not hit by an airplane. Why did it fall down?
Don't let's start. I've got a weak heart.
Very well, sir. Let's turn to the rescue and recovery efforts. What do you think is the most important thing we will need?
They'll need a crane to pick the broken ruins up again.
I'm sure that's true, but I was thinking more of what evidence we should be looking for in the ruins. Do you have any suggestions?
My metal detector is with me all of the time.
The demolition workers have begun taking the ruins apart with a crane, but everything seems to be pulverized into tiny particles. I am speaking to the demolition workers now. Sirs, who could possibly have survived such a terrible explosion?
Particle Man.
I have here Mr. Rudolph Giuliani, Mayor of New York City. Sir, where will you be taking the evidence for analysis?
Where your eyes don't go.
How do you think people will react to the results?
It's a nightmare that you'll never be discovering.
Sir, don't you think that the evidence should be carefully inspected before it is hauled off for recycling?
Don't let's start.
Without inspecting the evidence, how can we even be sure that the perpetrators are foreign rather than domestic?
Because everyone's your friend in New York City.
The president is playing a video of a man who is supposedly Osama bin Laden. Let's listen in.
I'll sink Manhattan right under the sea. I'll find the sweetest spot to watch as it goes away.
Mr. President, the man in the video doesn't look very much like Osama. How could this possibly be him? But, sir, comparing this man's features to file photos of bin Laden, how can you say that they look at all similar?
Don't let's start.
Sir, don't you think that if you persistently block inquiry into today's events, that there will eventually be consequences for your administration?
How should I react? These things happen to other people.
We would like to continue this report, but unfortunately it appears that we are not allowed to mention a letter we just received on penalty of fines, imprisonment, and this recording being deleted from the internet.
Robot parade, robots obey what the children say.